right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot, so I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Titletown, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome into the Damn Sports Show, and happy Monday, South Central Wisconsin. Weird time of year, as we're used to the sports equinox being celebrated. We're in the almost exact opposite situation as right now with the All-Star break. Yeah, there's going to be some home run derby tonight, but otherwise no major professional sports, at least from a regular season perspective up here in the United States. And it's a good time to reflect and look back on the first half, a special first half it's been for the Milwaukee Brewers. And a great way to get the show going is, Ashley, first of all, I guess, how was your weekend? I think you already know where this is going.
My weekend was good, Wally. How was yours?
It was great.
Really? What'd you do, Wally?
Yesterday was a good time. Got to go out there in Middleton. We did Sunday Karma.
Yeah.
Went golfing, threw on a baseball broadcast in the golf cart. I thought it was a great day.
Yeah, I mean, if my team scored 14 runs, I would too.
You know, we don't get to do a lot. So every now and then when you do get the one win or the one series that you get the... I'm going to just bask in it and understand that in about a week's time, I'm going to be miserable again. But for today, just this day, I'm going to take it, Dubs, and I'll wait to dunk on you more until later.
You know what, Walter? You deserve it. You deserve it.
That's a lie, but thank you. We now welcome onto the show the one and only, the great Gabe Neitzel. And you can hear Gabe weekdays on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 7 a.m. until 9 on ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. First of all, Gabe, how are you doing? And I'm curious, when you get to this almost opposite of the sports equinox, do you almost enjoy catching your breath a few days? Or you just almost start getting a little itchy, like, oh, I'm supposed to be watching something right now?
Well, I mean, the good news is, Wally, you know, I also host a podcast of Good Karma Wrestling, and there's no off-season in wrestling. So, you know, while we may have the All-Star break going on right now, we're counting down the days until training camp begins. Monday Night Raw still happening tonight on Netflix. Thursday Night Dynamite still happening on Wednesday night in AEW. We got plenty of things to watch and pay attention to if you're a fan of professional wrestling.
I had no idea you were a diehard wrestling guy, Gabe. I don't know how I've had my head in the sand like an ostrich on this one. When did you start falling in love? You had to have a guy like we all did growing up that you're like, this is the greatest thing in the world, and this is the reason why.
Oh, it's easy for me. That's The Rock.
Oh, you were The Rock, like, you were over to Stone Cold? You were going The Rock?
Yeah, I was a Rock over Stone Cold guy. And, you know, I feel like this happens to a lot of wrestling fans. You kind of get, you know, grow out of it in high school and college. And when I was fresh out of college and I was working at ESPN Madison, The Rock came back and he hosted WrestleMania 27. And I kind of got back into it then and you know, have paid attention to it. Now, I can't remember exactly how many episodes of GKW we have available wherever you get your podcasts, but myself, Jonathan Hood from ESPN Chicago, Brian Rowitz from ESPN West Palm. You know, if you're looking for good pro wrestling content, check us out Thursday nights at 6.
I absolutely will do that. This is good avenue for me, too. It's one of those things where I fell out for a long time, and I think with the John Cena retirement tour, all of a sudden Wade Bates and I are texting each other every Monday night, like, can you believe this is happening? Or what do you think about this guy? Should they get a push? I will be listening, Gabe. I absolutely promise you that much.
Yeah, well, no, you should. Again, it's a, you know, SummerSlam's right around the corner. There's reports out there that WWE wants to have a major premium live event inside American Family Field here in Milwaukee. So Yeah, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan in Wisconsin.
Well, it's a good time to be a Milwaukee Brewers fan, too. I know that the end of this hellacious, and I mean hellacious 2 weeks, where they hadn't had an off day since our radiothon at the end of June, and playing more games than even days in that stretch. I'm curious for you, first half overall, this has to be as optimistic and as fired up as you've been going into an All-Star break in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's easy to reflect, I think, on the last three games, right, over the last 2 days, getting swept in the doubleheader and then losing on Sunday. It's easy to be negative about that because there's nothing good about it. But at the end of the day, they still have the most wins this team has ever had going into the All-Star break. They were trying to join a very exclusive list of teams that have 60 wins at the All-Star break. So this is as good of a team as we've seen to this point for the Milwaukee Brewers. And they're a little beat up right now. And not having the off day certainly hurt. And having two doubleheaders now in that stretch, I think they were just ready to be done. I think they were ready for the All-Star break. And they're going to come out, I think, after this, feeling rested, recuperated, and ready to go and play some ball. Now, there are some concerns. Brandon Woodruff having to go on a 60-day IL, I think that kind of leans towards what we were talking about with him. Okay, can't really count on him for probably anything, unfortunately. Having to put Kyle Harrison on IL, and he keeps saying it's not a big deal, but hopefully he's right. But there have been a lot of pitchers over the years that have said, oh, yeah, this injury thing is no big deal, and then they end up staying out. So anytime your second-best starting pitcher's on IL, that's concerning. Hopefully he's back soon. And, you know, the Jared Koenig not pitching well, and they're probably going to need some help in the back part of that bullpen, which means right when we get out of the All-Star break, it's going to be a really important couple of weeks to monitor what teams are in it, what teams are out of it, so you know what teams you can be in contact with in terms of trying to bolster this roster before the trade deadline in early August.
Gabe, are you worried at all about the Miz not pitching on yesterday? Are you concerned at all about his health?
No, I'm not. I if they put him on IL, I would be, but with him, he threw 141 innings last year, which was by far and away the most innings he's ever thrown. He's going to sprint past that. He's at 111 innings right now, heading into the All-Star break. So I don't know. The Brewers haven't said what the number is, but whenever you have a young pitcher like this and he's in his second year, there is going to be an innings limit. I don't know what it is. I don't know if the Brewers know what it is, but eventually they're going to run into that. They have a plan, I'm sure. So I just look at this as, okay, maybe he wasn't feeling as fresh as we wanted him to start. Let's take this opportunity. And they've done this before where they've gone to a six-man rotation. And part of the reason by going to a six-man rotation, it helps not overuse Miz, so his innings limit, his innings count doesn't get too high. So, okay, you're a little bit tired. You know what? We're just going to give you this game. We're going to give you this game. Then you've got the All-Star break. And if we don't see Miz until game 5 or 6 after the break, that's just them trying to give him a prolonged break to make sure he's rested, ready to go down the stretch, and trying to manage how many innings he's actually throwing.
Do you think that given the injuries that you mentioned, not talking to Miz, but talking about the starting pitching, does that either mean that the team's going to look to get more, maybe not the Scoobles of the world, but more guys just to have those bodies, high-end-ish guys? Or would they go the other way and say, hey, you know what? We're going to actually have to go out there and get a second ace to put in here and really bank on Woodruff, really bank on these other injuries resolving themselves before the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just need more arms in the bullpen. So I could see some, you know, last year it was Shelby Miller, and unfortunately Shelby got hurt. But, you know, he was the guy to help out the bullpen last year. And he had some high leverage situations in a previous stop, so he was certainly a great add. I could see more of those depth pieces there, but they have plenty of, if you're just looking for guys to eat innings, they have plenty of guys like that. So if you're going to add a starting pitcher, to me, it's, again, who knows if Tarek Skubal's actually going to be available, because the Detroit Tigers are, you know, playing some pretty good baseball right now. I believe they have the best record in the American League since June 1st. So who knows if Skubal will actually become available. But I think if the Brewers truly want to make a run at this thing, they do need to add another starting pitcher that you trust in your postseason rotation. I don't think they can go into another postseason where the only two guys they trust and feel good about starting in a postseason game are Jacob Mizorowski and Kyle Harrison. I think they have to address that, whether that's a high-end arm or whether that's a veteran arm they think that can get them through five innings of postseason game. That's what I would be looking for them to add.
I'm curious about tonight, Gabe. Home run derby, I feel like it's lost some steam since it shifted from the out system, maybe the first year where they went to the swings. Now they adjusted back. It's almost like a hybrid between the two where you have X amount of swings and then on the last one you're swinging at it, or you can have as many swings as you need, excuse me. Do you think that the home run derby is the best across all these sports all-star games, the standalone events, or do you have something else that you prefer?
No, I think it's still the best one. I guess mainly because I don't even know what the Pro Bowl games are anymore. Like the dunk contest has certainly lost its luster. I think the NBA needs to lean into the 3-point contest being the main, the main event of All-Star Saturday night, because I think that's certainly more exciting than the slam dunk contest with all the guys missing. You still have star power. Like, you've still got really big names participating in this thing tonight. So while it certainly has changed in the formats, and it's even changing, like you said, tonight, I think that's a quicker format like it is tonight is going to do wonders for it. And I think the fact that it's on Netflix has been pumping this thing. And I'm sure they're going to be releasing some pretty good numbers where you're going to feel good about the number of people watching this home run derby tonight.
I want them to adjust the StatCast to honor Bryce Harper and have like the adjusted what the bat, the velo, exit velo would be on these balls if they used aluminum bats, Gabe. I need that in my life.
That's a better way of doing it than what Bryce wanted, because if you gave these guys, so Junior Caminero, who if you're not familiar with, hit 11 home runs in 11 games earlier this year for the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, we've seen Murakami from the White Sox. I mean, he hit some tanks at American Family Field when the White Sox were here to open the season. If we put aluminum bats in those hands, we would have to, at the very least, clear the stadium, maybe clear everything but the upper deck. Like, it's just dangerous. These guys hit the ball 115 miles an hour with a wooden bat. I cannot imagine what it would be like with the trampoline-like effects of a metal bat that you see in high school or college. These guys are way too strong for that.
Well, it's funny, too, when you think about it, because you're right. You're 100% right. I feel like everybody is thinking about something else when they're not thinking about the front row fans in the outfield. Think about the kids in center field.
No, it looked like the beaches of Normandy. You can't have kids.
It'd be the beaches of Normandy, right. In center field, Gabe.
Yeah, no, you can't have it happen. Can't have it happen. Although I have enjoyed the jokes on social media that people have made about that. You just can't do it. If you put an aluminum bat in Bryce Harper's hands, you cannot have children on the field. Somebody would be liable.
Well, once this is over, once the All-Star game passes, the second half gets started later this week. Gabe, going into the second half, who is the player that you think has to even play a clip above where they're at right now if this Brewers team is going to be taken as a legitimate threat to beat the Dodgers once we get to October?
Right now, for me, it's Christian Yelich. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's particularly close, because everybody goes through their slumps. And I think Terang was slumping there for a little bit. He's swinging the bat better. I mean, Jackson's had a tremendous year, and we'll see if he can still set career highs despite missing the first month. William Contreras is swinging the bat well. Jake Bowers deserved to be an all-star this year because of what he did at first base. So you're taking a look around, Sal playing better would be nice, but Sal's a bottom third of the lineup guy who's playing defense, and maybe some of his at-bats are going away because of Luis Lara. If Christian Yelich is going to continue to DH more days than not and be the leadoff guy, he's got to be better. The Brewers, when Yelly was swinging the bat well earlier this year, I would have put the Brewers top four of Yelly, Churio, Terang, and Contreras against any top four in baseball, and that's what they need to succeed. They need to have a top four that is really hard to get through and puts a lot of stress on pitchers, not just in the regular season, but once you get to the postseason, you're facing these good guys. So every time the lineup turns over, they're going, oh, man, I threw 9 pitches to Yelly last time. What do I have left to try to get this guy out? Oh, right. And then right after that, I got to face Jackson Churio, who's just going to ambush a fastball if I leave it in the middle of the plate. You want to have those guys kind of feel exhausted and feel like they don't have those answers. And the way that Yelly's been playing for the last month, it's just not good enough where you can't put him at the top of the lineup if that's the way he's going to swing. Now, I think Yelly's going to bounce back. I think he's a veteran. He's an older guy that probably just needed the All-Star break. But we need Yelly to get back to swinging it the way he was earlier this year.
If he does, and he gets to where he was swinging earlier this season, Gabe, is this season different than past years? I feel like we had a similar conversation at this point last year, and it felt like things were different. If you're talking to that pessimistic Brewers fan that's just determined that it's going to end the same way, why is this different?
I think the lineup's better than it was a year ago. I mean, in order for this to be different, because the only thing that's left to be different than what we've looked at for the Brewers since 2018 is go to a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard, and I want that to be the expectation. I really do, but also, like, a lot of things have to fall the Brewers' way, if we're being honest, because the Dodgers still exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell haven't been pitching this year, and they're going to be super fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just the way the Dodgers can do things. That's what their money buys them. Their money buys them the depth that the Brewers just do not have. Where, oh yeah, we can have, you know, former Cy Young Award winners, former All-Stars. We can just have them sitting on the bench for half the year, and then we're only going to pitch them the last 2 months, so they're fresh for the postseason. Which is another reason why I think the Brewers need to go out and get a premium arm. If they get a premium arm, I will put them up against, I feel good about any playoff or postseason series that happens. And that's to me is how you make even that pessimistic Brewers fan feel optimistic the way that I feel, is by going out and getting a premium arm to pair right next to Jacob Mizorowski, have Kyle Harrison be your number three, and hope one of these young arms really continues to develop and mature over the second half of the season.
Well, Gabe, you're our premium arm on this show. We appreciate you joining us each Monday, and I hope you get to keep your feet up a little bit before you got to turn around and go wrestling mode again this Thursday.
Yeah, no, hey, we're always going. We're always grinding, Wally, and you know that.
Yeah, you better believe it. I get that every time I turn the radio on, it's a 50-50 shot. I'm going to hear Gabe Knights on the other side. Gabe, you're the man. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you this next Monday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
There he goes, the great Gabe Knights. So again, you can hear him on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7 a.m. until 9 on ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. Ashley, I find it interesting that for the first time, I'm kind of hearing that Gabe, maybe not because he's always optimistic, but there's that hint of, man, like, if this isn't it, like, is there ever going to be a Brewers-type team that can make that jump and beat a team like the Dodgers? And even that, it sounds like everything is going to have to go perfectly and fall your way.
Yeah, it's going to have to go perfectly. You're going to have to go get that bit. I really agree with Gabe with getting an arm. And I loved how he said about Christian Yelich. Yeah, Yelly needs to get it together and start hitting the money that we're paying him, you know?
Yeah. Well, and he had a couple at bats in this Pirates series that you even look back and you're like, I think maybe he's getting poised. Maybe he can break out of it. That one that he put down the line, I think that was Sunday's game. Either that or it was the early game on Saturday. It's that, like, professional approach of hitting that you do have the faith that if somebody is going to be able to turn this around the second half, it is Christian Yelich.
Yes.
But if you guys are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, you got to head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon cards, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to be speaking with David Brandenburg over there at Rolling Meadows Golf Course. And then we're going to keep talking a little Pirates and Brewers first before we look to the bigger picture once we get to the third block. All that coming up next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000.
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code CLEAR to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code CLEAR to borrow up to $10,000. Use code CLEAR to borrow up to $10,000.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota 4Runner. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
WBEV is turning up the heat with the Broad Fry Summer Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Stop by participating Broad Fries and grab your stamp card. Earn a stamp at each event.
No purchase necessary.
Fill all five and you're entered to win. Become one of three guaranteed winners for chances at a $4,000 grand prize, plus $750 and $250 winnings as well. The drawing is September 3rd at the Hometown Glass and Improvement Broad Fry. Brats, summer, and big cash. Don't miss out.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nuts. You're tuned into The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to The Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. The sun is out. It's gonna be out this week. And there's no better place to spend your day than over at Rolling Meadows Golf Course. And now we have the golf course manager over there at Rolling Meadows, David Brandenburg, on the line today. David, I know it's gonna be hot this week, but I mean, you got a cart for a reason, right? You're fine out there golfing a little in some 90-degree heat.
Oh, you are. I mean, most people are. If you have health issues, you wanna, you know, avoid it. But if you're a normally healthy person, should not have a problem out in this. You just got to make sure you got some water, take it easy, and enjoy the game of golf.
Well, it's a good place to do it. I'm telling you, when it's 90 plus, and you think about those cold January days where you leave the office, it's pitch black, it's 20 below zero, you were clawing to get to this point to say, hey, this is golf weather. And David, can you tell us a little bit about Rolling Meadows for people that maybe haven't golfed over there before? Why is it the perfect place to go over there and get a 9 or 18 hole game in?
Oh, it's a great 27 hole layout. Nice rolling piece of property. It's fairly open, so you get some nice breezes in the summer, help you keep you cool. Just beautiful property with trees, obviously ponds, a marsh, a lot of wildlife. Kind of head south and goes uphill and then comes back downhill down towards the clubhouse. Just a great place to play golf, just a championship layout. You can pick the set of tees you want for the length of course you want to be challenged. So the course can challenge the best players in the state, but you can move up a few tees, and some of the worst players in the state can still enjoy the course and have a good time.
I'm in that first or the latter camp there, moving up. Don't worry about that, David.
Yeah,
it's tough times out here. But we just got off the phone with Gabe Neitzel over at ESPN Milwaukee, and Gabe's actually golfed 100 holes in a day before because of a fun fundraiser that they do every single year. David, what's the most golf in a day that you've ever actually got out there and done?
I played 36 when I was younger, but now work kind of gets in the way of that.
Yeah.
And golf courses are a little busier, so it's a little tough to do that. But I enjoy the game, just don't get to play as much as I like to. But we have customers that'll regularly play 27 or 36 a day. They just love to play. It's kind of like they're what they do. It's their hobby. They're out here and enjoying Mother Nature and the course. And yeah.
See, my problem, David, is that when I play nine holes, it's like playing 27. So I can't justify going out for 36 because otherwise I'm going to be taking 500 shots in a day, and I can't imagine that's good on my old back.
Probably not. Probably not. Yeah, the joints might tell you the next day that was too much.
David, can you tell us where we can find you and how people can schedule some tee times?
Sure. We're just on the southwest side of Fond du Lac. Take 151 up to the Military Road exit. Get off there. We're right on the south side of Fond du Lac, right before Highway 41. Easy to find, easy to get to. Make tee times at rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com. Nice and easy. Otherwise, you can just call the tee time hotline at 920-924-2424.
Doesn't get any easier than that, David. Well, I hope that you're able to stay coolish this week. I imagine, are you staying in the clubhouse 90% of the time in these weeks and dodging outside, or are you out there and getting the sweat on like everybody else?
It depends what we're having. We have an event, I'm outside getting the sweat on, but a lot of times I'm inside this time of year. So
good for you. That's what I'm talking about, David. I'd be doing the exact same thing. You're right headspace, I tell you what.
Yeah, or if I'm outside, it's first thing in the morning, but still 65 or 70 before the heat really kicks in.
Amen to that. Wise man over there. David, we appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next Monday. Who knows? Maybe we'll be back to more of the 80 degrees and a little cooler.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hey, well, David, you're the man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Wally. Enjoy your day.
Hey, you do the same, David. David Brandenburg, the golf course manager over there at Rolling Meadows. And I went out yesterday. Again, we had a ESPN Madison golf outing down in Middleton yesterday. Domination golf outing, which spelled D-A-H-M-E-N. I thought that was really clever.
That is.
Either way.
How'd you play? Not good.
They used a couple of my shots. That was pretty cool.
Hey, you know what, Walter? Good for you.
When you get like two or three in a day.
Yeah.
When you're golfing with the mayor of Dodge County and Sarah Coon, that's all you can ask for. You're like, I just can't embarrass myself on the
links. That's a great point. You don't want to be that person where she's like, ugh, you don't know who I had to
golf. Well, the problem is that she, Charlie, Laney, everybody I was golfing with, they're all really nice. They don't say anything when you're doing poorly. But I almost hate that.
Well, that's annoying.
I'm like, I want you to make fun of me.
Yeah, tell me I'm like bad at golf.
Yeah, I'm like, don't treat me like I'm the 7-year-old out here swinging a club for the first time.
Yeah.
You can take another shot. No, I can't. This is best ball.
Yeah. Don't tell me. Yeah, I'm with you, Walter.
Are you okay, and we'll switch back to Brewers Pirates here in a second.
That's okay.
But when you go golfing, Dobes, how strict of a game of golf do you play? Is it?
Not a strict game at all.
What, a couple arm wedges and or foot wedges out there, a couple arm grenades?
Not arm grenades, but, I mean, it depends on where I'm playing to and who I'm playing with.
Yeah.
Like, my dad, I have to be cautious doing that.
He's going to call you out on your stuff?
Yeah. Mm. But, like, if I'm golfing with you guys, I'm totally, like, you know, testing the waters of what I can do.
We just put smiley faces on your scorecard anyway, so don't worry
about it. That was only because of mini golf, and I was there for the vibes. So you're welcome.
I appreciate it. The vibes were high.
I was having fun.
Vibes, at least, were high for 99% of the first half for the Milwaukee Brewers. They did get swept this last weekend against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
What was that for?
They did get swept.
They did. The mighty Pittsburgh Pirates hosted at PNC Park. And I tell you what, alarm bells got to be going off. You're like, I don't want to be playing there in October.
Yeah, okay. I was so worried.
But genuinely, I want to ask you right now a little bit of what Gabe was speaking with earlier, and I got in an argument actually with Kyle Wallace yesterday on Sunday Karma about this.
Really?
The Miz being scratched for arm fatigue.
Yeah.
You asked the question, are you alarmed? Are you nervous? Are you concerned? I want to ask you the same question right now before I answer. Where do you fall seeing Miz get scratched in the last game of the first half?
I was disappointed because I did really want to see him and schemes against each other.
Yeah.
However, I don't, it doesn't concern me just because the man is throwing 105 miles per hour. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe it's a good thing to rest his arm every once in a while. And it's not like, I think it would have been different if the Brewers didn't drop the first two. Because then after that, it's like, okay, what, like, a loss is a loss.
Yeah, you fall two out of three on the road, it's no big deal.
We're already losing the series. We already lost the series. You know, I'd go for the sweep.
I was kind of disappointed. I was really hoping I got to fight you like I fought Kyle. I don't think that this could be any more irrelevant.
Yeah.
Doesn't it, to me, we mentioned the hellacious stretch of game after game, two doubleheaders in the stretch since June 26th, where they've played every day with the exception of a rainout, where you're still going in, you're still warming up, you're still preparing to play.
Yep.
I think that it makes all the sense in the world for the Brewers to say, no, let's get this guy as close to 2 weeks off as we're ever going to get him in the middle of a season.
Yep.
It's got nothing. I don't even know if you're saying you're protecting Miz from this himself. It's just truly a, we want you to be at your very best. And if you get to sit on Sunday and not have to worry about coming back and pitching the first series after the All-Star break, like nothing changed, he actually gets to enjoy the All-Star break. He actually gets to relax. He gets to reset himself. To me, this was an expert and brilliant move by the Brewers, and it couldn't have me less concerned, at least for him, when we're talking about starting pitcher health.
Yeah, I'm not worried about his health really whatsoever, but knowing that, it's, he's probably going to like end up on the IL. Like,
you think
tomorrow. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
But it seems like every single pitcher of ours, it's, we talked about this last week on the show. Kyle Harrison, we're like, he says it's elbow soreness. I believed it was elbow soreness. Now he's on the 15-day IL. How sore is this elbow?
Couldn't it be the same thing? Where, yeah, he's sore. This one's legit. Like he's not 100%. We get that.
Yeah.
But knowing, hey, we have the All-Star break. We're going to be able to kill some of that 15 that way. And he's going to probably miss one or two scheduled starts. He's going to come back, similar to the Miz, where you're going to be leaning on these horses for the last couple months of the season, and hopefully they get some reinforcements. But let's say that the deal doesn't materialize and they aren't able to find what they feel like is the ideal fix for this season. These two guys, and hopefully Brandon Woodruff, are going to be the guys that you go to when you're playing the Braves, when you're playing the Dodgers, when you're playing whoever it is in the NL playoffs. You need them to be full strength. I think that this is just a, let's be 100% when we go into the second half.
I agree. I think, but like, I think if anything, this shows how important it is that we get a damn starting pitcher.
It's going to happen.
Deadline. It better happen.
Well. When's it going to happen? October 3rd deadline. Do they make us sweat this out?
You mean August 3rd?
What'd I say?
October.
Sorry, October's the word of the day when you talk
to
Brewers.
I'm going to go 2 weeks.
Okay. End of July. If it hasn't happened by then, we get to publicly shame Dobes for calling this.
What is yours?
I think that by the time, like I'd say a week from Friday, we will have seen the Brewers make a move either for a starting pitcher that is going to be a big piece or a back end guy in the bullpen that at the very least gets the mojo going a little better when you have these tight games going into the eighth inning where all of a sudden you see Aaron Ashby get touched up a little bit. All of a sudden you see Abner Uribe. My brain went fried there for a second. That was not good. But like, you're seeing these guys look more human than they were in the past. McGill had his stretch earlier in the season, having another back end piece. There will be a pitcher that we're proud to talk about a week from Friday.
Okay, I like that take.
A week from Friday.
All right.
We're going to take one more break here. We actually have two more, but we're going to take one here. And when we come back, I want to reflect not only on this weekend, but we'll reflect on the first half, but mainly about this weekend. That's next here on the Damn Sports Show.
This is Mike Pogorelick, head girls hockey coach at Beaver Dam High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
The Dodge County Sheriff's Office is investigating a serious motorcycle crash in the town of Elba. Authorities say a Cedarburg man was flown to UW Hospital after striking a deer on Highway 1660 shortly before 8 a.m. on Sunday. Horicon Bank has been ranked Wisconsin's top bank on Forbes 2026 America's Best in State Banks list. The ranking is based on consumer surveys and public reviews, measuring customer trust, service, financial advice, digital banking, and overall satisfaction. And applications are now open for two new Moraine Park Technical College programs for fall of 2026. The college says foundations of teacher education will be offered fully online, while Fire Medic will combine firefighter and paramedic training for emergency response careers. Students interested in starting either program this fall are encouraged to apply by July 15th. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Cale Zomer. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Thinking about upgrading your appliances? Now's a great time. It's Josh Schneider from Silica for your home. During LG Days at Silica, get up to $500 in rebates on qualifying LG appliance purchases, including up to $150 back on select LG laundry packages and up to $150 back on select kitchen packages. Plus, enjoy free delivery and installation on hundreds of LG appliances. The LG Days savings event is happening now through August 26th at Silica for your home, Fond du Lac, Beaver Dam, Watertown, or ShopSilica.com.
Chad at Air Care in Beaver Dam says he's got an air conditioner for your home that sips electricity and saves you money. And who doesn't want to save money? The electricity sipping carrier air conditioner, along with the gas sipping carrier furnace, will save you money during the warm weather. It works together with a thermostat that communicates with the air conditioner and the blower on your furnace, telling them exactly when to sip the least amount of energy needed to keep you comfortable. Every piece of equipment is designed to work together, giving you control of your indoor comfort. Let AirCare provide you with quiet, efficient cooling and dehumidification all summer long. You can also take control of your system from anywhere with their smartphone app, providing peace of mind while you're away from home. AirCare is a factory-authorized carrier dealer. Visit aircareinc.com or call them at 920-356-8860. AirCare, committed to your comfort for over 40 years. Reliability you can count on.
Every day, teachers and support staff step up, give their all, and make a difference for students. It's a great time to say thank you. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. We are teaming up with the Badgers to recognize educators who reach, teach, and inspire. Think of an educator who changed your life and tell us their story. Visit weac.org and help us celebrate the professionals who power Wisconsin's public schools.
From Durleaf Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in La Pond. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Skeens has been off this season, and I think that the Brewers lineup is going to be able to hit him. And I think that it's not going to be a pitching duel. I think it's going to be the Miz striking out everybody and the Brewers hitting lights out of Paul Skeens.
So what's your score then? Give me a score.
6-1.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show, 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashensky, Ashley Dobrzynski. Ashley, I can't understand why you're upset.
You suck, Walter.
The part about this weekend, because genuinely, I mean this from the bottom of my heart,
no,
and
you
maybe you don't believe me. When the Pittsburgh Pirates aren't playing the Brewers, especially when, realistically, 9.5 out at the All-Star break, Pirates ain't winning the division. When they're not playing,
wow.
When they're not playing each other, I root for the Brewers.
I know you do.
However,
I'm sorry, That it would have been different if the Miz played.
Well, and that is important in that context of the audio I played just a moment ago. The Miz didn't play. We did not know that. You have no shame on that. However, at the same time, you thought the Brewers were going to win 2 out of 3, and it did not go that way. And I wanted to just take a moment to tell you that the part I enjoyed most about this weekend wasn't even the wins. It was knowing that you thought of me when those wins happened.
You're so annoying.
That brought this even cold, my dead nana, heart back to life.
Even my nana texted me and was like, "What is wrong with the Brewers? Wally's going to have a field day on the show tomorrow." And I was like, "I know, Nana. And I know.
Nana, you're right." Because when Valdez hits that grand slam Saturday during the opening doubleheader game, if you don't think that this guy was running around his apartment like the Pirates just won the World Series, you don't know me. Because I was running around like they just won the damn World Series.
It's so annoying. And like, what's even more annoying is that it got rained out on Friday and we were sitting there with each other. Like, we were watching.
I know. And now, and then who knows how it would have played out too. Everything changes in it.
Yeah.
From a serious angle, as I do hoist the cone one final time,
please,
I will
stop hoisting the cone.
You never stop. That's part of the nature. The cone chooses you. You don't choose the cone life.
Oh my gosh. You're so annoying.
But the Milwaukee Brewers, I hate that buzzer. You know it. The Milwaukee Brewers, though, in that first game of the doubleheader, and it's worth noting too, because if the Brewers win that first game, they're up 6-3, getting relatively late in that one before that grand slam. Who knows how this series plays out? Maybe the Brewers, I mean, the Pirates literally cannot beat the Brewers. It's in their head. This year being 5-1 right now, I can't tell you if that's ever happened in my conscious existence of watching baseball. We don't beat the Milwaukee Brewers. The Pirates do not do that.
Yeah, you don't.
If they lose that first game, who knows how the next few go? And that was honestly the first time I started really buying in.
Really?
To the fact that, no, I've already bought in. Hook, line, and sinker, don't let the Pirates get into the playoffs. That's already going to happen. Don't worry about that.
Don't let Big Mike get hot.
Don't let old Buckaroo over here get hot.
Yeah, what is Bucks? I kept hearing
Buckos.
Why? They're the Pirates.
Pirates, another word for Pirate, Buccaneers. That got shortened to Buckos or the Bucks. So in Pittsburgh,
I don't like that.
You will hear, "Let's go Bucks. Let's go Bucks."
I actually like never knew that Buccaneers meant Pirates until now.
Yeah, well, think about the Pirate logo that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have.
That's actually such a good point. I just like...
They have a pirate ship actually in their stadium.
I like never put two and two together. This is like shocking to me that I just found this out in 23 years of life.
Well, and then this is lore that you didn't ask for, and I apologize for providing no value at all right now. One of the reasons I became a Raiders fan when I was little was I'm like, ooh, another pirate. Like, it's another one. Then I rooted for the Cavaliers. They got swords. I'm like, man,
why
I'm just all about
the sword. Why didn't you root for the Buccaneers?
Life. What'd you say?
Why didn't you root for the Buccaneers?
Well, because I thought the Raiders were the better pirate. Then the Raiders lost to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. I was 10 years old.
And then the Raiders haven't, like, won again.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. Unnecessary pot shot there. But the reason I brought all this up again is that the bullpen, it was the first time that I bought into the idea that the Brewers need to do something at the deadline, not only at starting pitching, but provide one more arm in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Before, I felt like it was a luxury item that could, you know, maybe push you over the line. Now, I'm starting to wonder if you don't do anything with how often they have leaned on these big arms in the bullpen. You just worry about them running out of gas at the end of the year. So for me, it's just a good case study into why this team needs additional help across the board when it comes to the pitching staff.
Yeah, like that was heartbreaking. Actually, funnily enough, I was driving down to Chicago and I listened to the game on WBEV from here until I lost the signal. And then I turned on our sister station, WTMJ. WTMJ, it ran all the way down to Chicago. I listened to the whole game. It was awesome. So shout out our sister station, not the point. I was like sitting there and I was like, we have this in the bag. It's 6-3. Aaron Ashby's coming in. What could go wrong? all of a sudden I hear, like, oh my God, something. And I was like, I must have been lost in a thought because I was like, wait, they didn't just score, did they? And then I was like, they didn't just, they hit a grand slam. And then after that, I was like, we're screwed. And then I was at dinner with my brother and my parents, and it just felt like every other update was, oh, Brewers are losing. And then yesterday, I watched it until it was 8-2, and I said,
drats.
I'm going to go grocery shopping. And that's what I did.
Well, that's a good move. You made the right decision anyways.
Yeah, I bet you were like hooping and hollering that it was 14-5.
Your homework assignment is to ask Charlie Dern how much this is. Wouldn't you, if the Brewers had swept the Pirates, how insufferable would you have been today?
Not that insufferable, because I felt like I feel like it was like expected that the Brewers swept the Pirates.
Just punching down.
Yeah, well, am I wrong?
Am I wrong, Doug?
You're going to tell me that I'm like, come on, people assume that we were going to beat the Pirates, and then we didn't. So I honestly thought you were going to be more insufferable, but you've actually been a fine lad today. You've been the appropriate amount of cheerfulness.
Well, when you root for a team that's just inevitably going to go on a deep run, possibly challenge for a World Series, you have to act like you've been there before.
It's really funny that. Oh, wait, no. I thought you were going a different way for it. Never mind. I have a friend in college, or when I was in college, her name's, shout out, Chopper. Chopper, huge Bears fan.
The Gare Bears.
And every time the Packers and Bears would play, we'd watch it in our college house, and we would always try to talk trash to Chopper. And you could never get through to her, because she would look at you and say, guys, we suck. I know this. It's not getting better. Anything that you say to me will not hurt because it already hurts watching my team. And then the Bears won, like beat us this year. And she had a field day with it. And, you know, I couldn't even be mad at her because for so long she took the heat for liking a bad team. And she was like, I'm already hurt.
There's nothing worse than rooting for what feels like you're in a loveless marriage.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I felt like I was in a loveless marriage. And I'll say one final thing on this, and then I will turn the page. I will not bring it up again until the next time the Pittsburgh Pirates play the Milwaukee Brewers. But two quick things for you. The Pirates are 5-1 against Brewers this year. Brewers have dominated everybody else in the division. The Pittsburgh Pirates have the most runs scored at the All-Star break for the third time since the All-Star break. Inception back in the 30s. The other 2 years, 1960 and 1971. Do those years mean anything to you?
No.
World Series champions, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, wow. Wow.
One of those you get to sit outside a wall and listen to the radio for now. You wish you could be so lucky.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
Get those tickets in. Pittsburgh, get on down there. Get the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Wally, why? You should... Wally, why don't we go down there? Why don't you place a bet?
Don't put me in that position, because if I'm there and you're gonna pressure me, you better believe I'm gonna be like, I'll throw a couple Benjis at it.
Oh, when I was with my boyfriend at a Brewers game, my boyfriend had, you know, placed a bet, and my dad was like, "Oh my God, we should have went to Pato together before this." And you're like, "Next time, Dad, we'll go. We'll hit up the sports book."
It's nation's pastime. It brings people together. It always has. That's why you got to gamble responsibly. Unlike you, pull tab machine.
I've gone into retirement of pull tabs.
No, we'll find out. Maybe you can divulge in that when we get to the confidential cabana in just a moment here. Because we're taking our final break of the day. When we come back, it is time to get into cabana. It's time to be honest with ourselves. What has happened in the world? What do we have to draw attention to that you want to talk to in a safe space? And this is the safe space for you. This is the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 8 p.m. Wednesday night.
Lows around 68 tonight under clear skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 95. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, 89.
Don't let summer weather throw your home comfort outside the zone. Stay ahead of the forecast with ESPN Beaver Dam and stay cool through every inning, match, and meet with JB Mechanical.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
WBEV is turning up the heat with the Broad Fry Summer Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Stop by participating Broad Fries and grab your stamp card. Earn a stamp at each event.
No purchase necessary.
Fill all five and you're entered to win. Become one of three guaranteed winners for chances at a $4,000 grand prize, plus $750 and $250 winnings as well. The drawing is September 3rd at the Hometown Glass and Improvement Broad Fry. Brats, summer, and big cash. Don't miss out.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Join me, Rich Eisen, weekdays from noon to 2. Now back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashensky, Ashley Dobrzynski. I think we find this is one that makes so. This feels like the perfect song for Confidential Cabana.
How did there was a whole thing to this song?
Well, it's just like I feel like there's a lot.
No,
of people.
we couldn't remember it or something.
Yeah, and it started, and all of a sudden, as soon as we pulled it up, we're like, no, that's a banger. We need to incorporate that somehow.
Cher just speaking of college friends, I had a friend in college who it was a late Thursday night. I think we had like exams were like over, and he played like it was a group of like 10 of us in my living room. He played DJ play that Christmas song for like 3 hours straight. And now every time I hear that song, I'm like, I think of him and I'm like, banger.
Like, was that before Christmas or the winter exams then?
Yeah.
I was worried if he was a sociopath and it's like middle of May and he's like, come on, let's play some Christmas tunes.
Oh, no. DJ, play a Christmas song.
I haven't even heard this one. You're going to have to share that with me later.
Dancing all night long.
It is time.
It's cold outside, but it's warm out here.
You know what? This is a Confidential Cabana. You can do whatever you want in here.
I want this year.
It's a safe space. That's the whole point of the Confidential Cabana. All this is we're going to divulge something. It can be sports. It doesn't have to be sports that has occurred in your life that you want to be in a safe space for. And Ashley, you've had some doozies here lately. I want to pass you the ball fast because mine isn't great, but it's something that I told you earlier today that has been on my mind a lot.
Okay.
As we get older, I always heard when you were growing up from your parents, your mom, your grandma, make sure you wash behind the ears really well. And I was always like, why the hell did they tell me that? That's like the last thing I'm thinking of. Now I'm getting a little older. If you're not washing behind the earlobes, I mean, you got some problems there. All of a sudden, it's like, is that oily back there? I feel like you smell more like yourself when you, it's not good. I've gotten to the point where I'm like scrubbing behind my earlobes.
When did you start scrubbing behind your earlobes?
Like scrubbing?
Yeah, like how recent is this development?
Probably 6 months of scrubbing. Because I'm like, before that, I'll throw on the soap. I'll do my thing. I'm rubbing behind my ears. But I didn't feel like it was working that well. I felt like it would die. Yeah. Like it's almost like another joint of the body where I'm like, I'm not getting enough. They don't do earlobe deodorant dubs. So I'm scrubbing the skin raw, and I'm making my own.
That's a million-dollar idea, Wally.
Earlobe deodorant? You think earlobe. I can get some runway with that?
Yeah. I don't really know what else to say to you.
You know what? That's probably for the best. That's fine. But I feel that this is a safe place, so I wanted to share that here.
And I'm glad you did.
Well, yours have been doozies. I teased it before. What do we have today?
Well, I have two. I don't know if I'll do the second one or if I'll save it because it always will annoy me. But it kind of goes along with the phonetic alphabet. But I was making a doctor's appointment today. And, you know, I know you probably feel this with being Luka Chinsky and I'm Dobrzynski. I say D as in dog, O, B as in boy, R, Z, Y, N as in Nancy, S-K-I. But that's actually, like, not, like, there's, like, actually, like, assigned, like, name or, like, words for letters.
Yeah, like Foxtrot, Alpha.
Yeah.
Omega.
A as in Alpha. You're supposed to say that. I just make them up. And, like, one
D
of these.
D as in dog. Yeah, I guess you do.
D as in dog, O. B as in boy, R. But it's the same thing. Like, my mom used to always say that. So, like, I just became, like, accustomed to hearing it. But there's, like, actual ones that, like, you're supposed to use.
I think C is Charlie, isn't it?
Is it? What would you even call that? Alphabet.
Military alphabet.
The what? The hell?
Because that's where I know you hear Foxtrot.
Alphabet. Oh, wait. Okay, wait.
Omega.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Okay, so it's the NATO phonetic.
NATO, that's right.
Yes, it's code words used to represent letters in oral communication. So it would be, so if I were to spell out Dobrzynski, it would be D as in Delta, O, B as in Bravo, R as in Romeo, Z, we used to do Z as in Zebra, Z as in Zulu, Y as in Yankee, N as in November, S as in Sierra, K as in Kilo, I as in India. I like mine better. And one of my favorite lines is K as in knife.
Wait, that's actually one on there? It's like
No. That's in Hangover. I think they go K as in knife.
Oh, that's Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like doing pterodactyl. P for pterodactyl.
Yeah. But I don't get it, Wally. Like, I don't get... So I just, like, make up my own, you know?
I think your way's better, and I'm not even just saying that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Make it normal words. I don't want to be saying F for Foxtrot for Frank.
And, like, why is... Okay, so E is Echo, but C is Charlie.
Yeah, and it's like that's L, not an authentic C-sounding word.
No, why is L Lima, M Mike?
Don't worry. L's going to be Lukashensky here in about 50 years. I'm going to redo it.
Good for you, Walter.
That is going to do it here for us on the Damn Sports Show. Have a great night, everybody. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, with another edition here on the Damn Sports Show. Hoist a cone, raise the Jolly Roger. I hope you guys have a wonderful All-Star break, and we'll see you same time tomorrow night.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home, serving Wisconsin.